I've put together a team of mostly pals of mine, some experienced sailors, and we used a boat that we've used for other events over the years, for the previous 2006 on Ireland and for the Dunleary Dingles. And we chartered it. It's a 40.7 we've chartered in. And not a huge amount of, you know, some guys have never done an offshore before on board, two or three of them, but I picked them because they have other good skills and they're very good at getting on with people, and, you know, they kind of, they will do what they're told to do no matter what it involves. So good guys to have, you know. So we just, you know, the usual prep, brought the boat over from the UK, knew the boat well, so all the sails are from 2006 as well, so we knew all the sails are flying because it's a very light race and haven't been used since. So we got her dived on in Wicklow and got her food sponsored from Galway as we did 2 years ago, and headed off. And it's quite a heavy race, I suppose, so and we actually hadn't sailed together as a team before the start of the race, so it was a bit of, you know, had to make things up a bit as we went along. But I've, you know, 55,000 miles, and this is my seventh round Ireland, so I know the way around now at this stage. And one or two pals might have done a good few round Ireland as well over there. So yeah, we had a good, it was quite a hairy, heavy start all the way down to Tusker, and then we kind of took a tuck into the, to pick up some northwesterly, and followed, took them out in deep south, out around as far as the gas fields. And we met the southerlies then early on, and we kind of took off from there, really put ourselves in the proper position. And threw the kite then all the way up the west coast until the halyard blew out, and we took the kite down, and we thought that was maybe the kite telling us it was time to take it down. So we white sailed then up the rest of the north coast, rather than trying to take our remaining spinnaker halyard, which we needed for head sail changes as well. So then very, very quick scoot up the west coast, and then quite a heavy reach then across from Eagle Island to Torrey. That was at two reefs in the main and number four. Just a real heavy, lumpy sea with lots of very solid puffs of up to 35, 38 knots of wind. So just a real heavy, wet one. So, and I guess the guys stayed up. I think someone had been up since Loophead. I didn't realise they actually hadn't gone down below since Loophead. So we had plenty of weight in the rail whenever it was needed. So that worked out very well. And then quick, very lucky getting along from Innistrahull to Rathlin. Got through the tidal gate, no problem, apart from a bit of wind shadow in the lee of Rathlin. And down around the corner, went very smoothly there, sort of. Just trying, the only problem with the boat is it doesn't have hasn't got a sail choice for reaching, so we're sort of using a number three, and it's kind of hard work to make it operate efficiently under those conditions. Maybe you'd be better off with a kite, but just a little bit too shy, unlike, you know, the Jays can fly along with the kite, with the asymmetric kites up. We didn't have the luxury one of those. And then a kind of a pretty heavy beat down the Irish Sea, caught up with one of our fellow higher rating competitors in class one, Dynamite, and we said, sort of stuck with them a little bit as well, and maybe led them to go where we wanted them to go, but good to walk beside you to pace as well, especially during a night like that. So ended up around Lambay at, I'm guessing, at about 6 in the morning, and then the usual tide starting to turn as we get towards Wicklow, but hit the beach as we got near Wicklow, and got in out of the adverse tide, and managed to get around without any stoppages.